USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Kremlin said there are no concrete plans for a summit over Ukraine between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart, President Joe Biden. A summit may offer a path out of Europe's biggest military crisis in decades, but both Washington and Moscow are now playing down hopes of that breakthrough, and satellite imagery appears to show Russian deployments closer to Ukraine's border than ever before. Russia has tens of thousands of soldiers in Belarus, part of what Washington now says is a force numbering between 169 and 190,000 troops in the region. And just as the UK has decided to lift their COVID restrictions, Queen Elizabeth II has tested positive for coronavirus. The 95-year-old is still experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. She intends to continue her light duties from Windsor Castle. Prince Charles tested positive earlier this month, followed by his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
There's now been another police helicopter crash, this one in California, and with the story, here's USA's Ken Burns.
The chopper was responding to a call near Newport Beach, California, when it crash landed. Civilians were reportedly rushing to the scene to rescue the two officers on board. Both of the officers were transported to trauma centers nearby. One of them succumbed to their injuries. Nicholas Vela, a 14-year veteran of the Huntington Beach Police Department, didn't make it. He leaves behind a wife and daughter. The second officer was in critical condition but was released sometime on Sunday. The NTSB, along with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, is investigating the accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
At least six people were stabbed in New York City's subway system over the weekend, with the first attacks unfolding just hours after Mayor Eric Adams unveiled new plans to combat violence on public transit. The plan will see more police and mental health teams deployed across the subway system starting today. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd. And, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves toward Washington, D.C. Normally, this time of year, spring training is underway in both Florida and Arizona, but now spring training games will not begin until at least March 5th, according to Major League Baseball. They said, "We regret without a collective bargaining agreement in place, we must postpone the start of spring training games. All 30 clubs are unified in their strong desire to bring back players to the field and fans back to the stands." They also said they're committed to reaching an agreement that is fair to each side. Today, members of the owners' bargaining committee will join an in-person meeting with the Players Association and remain every day to negotiate and work hard towards starting the season on time, March 31st. Owners locked out the players in December after the last collective bargaining agreement expired. Talks last week broke off after only 15 minutes. So far, since December 2nd, when the lockout began, players and owners have only met seven times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.